Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price of Greenville, who writes the car gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner, and Derek distributes that around the country by syndication. So we're going to talk today about an article that I came across on the advancement of electric self-driving cars. And Derek, the interesting thing, or maybe it's exciting news for a lot of people, is that Apple is now getting into this, in apparently getting into it in a big way and becoming a major player in this whole race to become the first successful company marketing self-driving cars.
Yeah, absolutely. Self-driving cars and electric cars is the rumor. And I think we need to step back for a second and talk about where is this information coming from, because there have been all kinds of rumors about Apple cars for years. You know, they started this Project Titan back in 2014.
Yeah.
And supposedly people said Apple is trying to build a car. They want to sell a car to the market. Well, several years later, they laid off a bunch of their engineers, and the rumor was Apple has scaled back. They no longer want to sell a car, but they might just sell technology to other car companies. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And now the news is coming out that Apple's going to build a car again. But what is the source on this? So there are all kinds of Apple rumor blogs out there. Anybody with a computer can start an Apple rumor blog and make up whatever they want. In this case, the source of this information is a little more reliable than that. It's a triple bylined story by Reuters, the global news agency, that came out just a few days before Christmas. And so it's more trustworthy than a rumor, but it's all based on anonymous sources. So I would say it's somewhere less than hard, verifiable fact. And what exactly did Reuters report? Well, first of all, they said Apple is aiming to produce a passenger vehicle by 2024, which is huge news. That's kind of an earth-shattering story if that is accurate, that Apple is actually bringing a car to market. There's been speculation they're only going to be doing an operating system or batteries or sensors or just the self-driving programming. But this report says Apple actually wants to directly sell a passenger vehicle. So that's big news. And then the other two pieces of information these three reporters reported about was Apple's working on a new type of battery that they say will be radically cheaper and have a longer range. They called it a monocell battery that would have a smaller design. And then also the chemistry of this battery is different than what's currently widely used on the market. That this report says Apple is looking into LFP batteries, or lithium iron phosphate. And that's a different chemical combination than the common lithium ion batteries that we have today. So the real money quote in this story, one of the people close to this battery program said, it's next level, like the first time you saw the iPhone. So isn't that a great quote?
Yeah, well, and I think everybody can relate to that. We're talking with Derek Price. Derek is the author of the Car Gazing column that's syndicated nationally and appears in the Herald Banner. So you picked up on something that I did not. The particular article that I saw was not the original Reuters article. So you're one level above me in having seen the original article there, and I'm glad you noticed that. But yeah, the 2024 is presumably the year, which now, not that far off, still sounds like it's way out in the future, but it's not. As you pointed out, the big thing is they and the big problem with electric cars, and not only self-driving cars, and here we are talking about a self-driving car, not just an electric car.
Yes, that's certainly the rumor.
The batteries have been the big challenge, and presumably Apple's making great strides in developing its own revolutionary battery.
Yeah, that's what the source close to the project said.
Yeah.
And again, it was an unnamed person, so who knows who they were or how much they know. It's more than a rumor, but definitely less than hard fact.
Yeah.
The big question I've got is, how are we going to know when Apple is actually about to release a car? And the answer to that is when we see it on the roads. Before any new car is launched, engineers, they've got to test it in different climates, on different roads, in all sorts of conditions. They can do it at night. They can try to hide the car. They can camouflage their vehicles. But we will definitely see some spy photos leak out before this Apple car launches. It always, always happens.
Yeah. But again, this is not just an electric car, but they're saying a self-driving car by 2024.
Yep, and that is, again, all speculation.
I understand.
So, I am very much a skeptic. I think self-driving is far harder than anybody, you know, including the geniuses at Apple, realize. They will probably have something. At the best case, it'll be able to drive on the highway on very well-marked roads without much assistance. But true self-driving in all conditions everywhere, including parking lots and around pedestrians, big cities, rural dirt roads, I think we are decades away, if not lifetimes away from that happening.
Interesting.
But who knows? Yeah, who knows?
Interesting. Okay, good. Well, we will be following this, and I know there'll be a lot more said about it and written about it in the next 2 or 3 years. So
absolutely. We're not the only ones. It's going to be the most exciting, most closely watched car introduction ever if it actually happens.
Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over Zoom this morning.
Thank you, John Mark.
Derek Price, author of the Car Gazing column, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.